Episode 15, Issue Responses 2230 through 2415. Response 2230. Middle school and high school catechesis as well as confirmation preparation do not focus on the real present E nor the importance of confession receiving. Need more focus on respect for the Eucharist and fear of the Lord. Taking OT seriously and the graces received, need more focus on being on a state of grace. Response 2231. The direction of society as a whole and the church going in the direction of society rather than teaching and living the teaching of the church. Make the church holy again. Quit with the anything goes. No more lay people distributing communion. Response 2232. Not teaching laity how to pray properly daily so they might draw nearer to our Lord and experience personal and intimate encounter with our Lord. Most Catholics don't know how to meditate and pray with Scripture, light a candle, slow down, exposure to masters of the interior life. We need regular, solid spiritual direction from the pulpit and encouragement to draw near in daily prayer and how to do it safely. We need to hear how to interpret Scripture with the help of great commentaries, solid apps, homilies online, etc. After all, isn't that the goal of the novice ordo? For the laity to learn that they too can grow in holiness and draw nearer to the love and mercy of God, which is his healing also? Also, banning laity from the sacraments, necessary for salvation, during COVID was acting like our faith is not supernatural, not the sacraments, not his church, nit the word. For example, misleading laity with attending Mass online and worrying more about what can kill the body than what kills the soul. Also, covering up of predators and abusers and lying to victims like what GU, the Jesuits, and the Boise Diocese did to my sister. Anyway, looking ahead, spiritual direction from the pulpit, great formation for solid men for seminary, and really beautify and make more reverent the novice ordo. We don't need more Latin Mass, when the NO has not gotten the chance to shine as the beautiful gift it is to the Church, the laity and the world, because it's wrought with abuses from music, to architecture, propaganda, Mass, DS, etc. Beautiful Mass, DS, great homilies, beautiful sacred music sung by competent musicians who are not there to perform. It's the recipe that won't fail. Response 2233. Removal of communion rail contributes to lack of respect, causing the sanctuary, altar and tabernacle not treated as holy, which leads to the disrespect and disbelief of the Holy Eucharist. Response 2234. The very real necessity for silence during the Mass. At most Mass ES it's impossible to hear the priest because of constant screaming children, it never stops. Parents need to be taught to remove their children immediately if begin to cry, stomp on the pews, throw toys, etc. Response 2235. Children are not taught enough in the CCD programs about the presence and a multitude of other things they are not learning. Response 2236. The attacks on churches and the bishops not being united in their support of Bishop Strickland and Vigano. Response 2237. The impact of COVID hysteria, causing parishes not to even offer the chalice, as though the fear of contagion outweighs the salvation of our souls. Response 2238. The lack of preaching on the consequences of sin. What sin is? The four sins that cry out to God for vengeance. The silence on sin. The Mass as a sacrifice. Dress properly, modesty. Response 2239. Education of the faithful on why church teachings on many important subjects are what they are. No discussion ever on LGBTQ+, real discussion on the immorality of abortion, premarital sex, corruption of children's innocence by radicals, lack of emphasis on the beauty of the Eucharist, the Blessed Mother, loss of devotions. Response 2240. Abolish the irreverent form of the sign of peace and incorporate silence before, during, and after Holy Communion. Response 2241. Communion in the hand has done the greatest damage to belief in the real presence. Response 2242. The attitude of our present Pope regarding social issues. Allowing public figures to receive communion while not following church teachings. Lack of respect since Vatican II. Response 2243. This may sound petty, but the absence of Sanctus bells during the elevation of Christ's body and blood eliminates an audible reminder of the very sacred nature of the miraculous transformation occurring on the altar. The Sanctus bells remind us that the angels and saints are with us in this holy sacrifice. Response 2244. To great an emphasis on charismatic preaching during the homily and then rushing through the Eucharistic prayers and reception of Holy Eucharist. Loss of the sacred in favor of modern looks and sounds in architecture and music and liturgy. Response 2245. Making the TLM the extraordinary form rather than the ordinary Roman rite. Response 2246. The bizarre utterings and practices of the current resident of St. Peter's Chair confuse the faithful. And he likes the confusion. Also, far before him, the leadership of the church seemed to have given up on evangelizing. But our Protestant brethren did not. Hence the drift of large numbers of Catholics from the true faith to heresy. Response 2247. Attack of laity by many members of church leadership all the way to the top for being too rigid. Response 2248. Allowing Protestant-like practices in worship, fellowship and prayer into the Catholic daily functions not only in Mass, but also in formation and Catholic social functions. Response 2249. Scriptural passages that relates practice of Catholic faith. Response 2250. Priests need to remind the faithful constantly on the importance of the Holy Eucharist and also the Sacrament of Reconciliation for salvation of the soul. Response 2251. Lack of sermons describing the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 2252. When I attend the traditional Latin Mass, most of these concerns don't exist. Why is that? Response 2253. Teaching the Catechism. Response 2254. Poor catechesis starting with children. Not taught reverence for our Eucharistic Lord. Response 2255. People don't believe in heaven and hell anymore. Today's society is all about me. Need more catechisms. Need to get back to basics. Response 2256. It should be taught often from the pulpit that the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus Christ at the consecration. The priest begs the Holy Spirit to come down and perform this miracle. The priest's hands are what we see and his voice is what we hear, but God works the miracle. Alleviate the senseless remark of, what man can change bread and wine into God? Only priest's consecrated hand distributes communion. It has been made every day, ordinary. Return it to privileged, special, and miraculous. Response 2257. Confirming people who know nothing about the faith and are not expected to return to church until they get married or have a baby to baptize. Response 2258. Failure to admonish sin, as sin hardens the heart away from God, truly present in the Holy Eucharist. Response 2259. Conflicting statements coming from the Holy Father and the church leaders, plus too much engagement with the world at the expense of teaching the truths of the faith. Response 2260. The Catholic Church is a political due to bishops being opponents of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The Pope is eliminating holy priests and bishops. He is satanic and destroying the Church. Pushing homosexual unions between sodomites. Equates Catholic God with Muslim God, outrage. Response 2261. The survey mentioned communion rails, but just to be clear, the faithful should be kneeling and receiving communion on the tongue. If this was happening, many of the other issues would be resolved. Response 2262. The suppression of the Latin Mass of our ancestors has had a very negative effect on the faith of the people. Lack of access to something so central to the faith of the saints makes us feel like maybe none of it really matters. Response 2263. More emphasis on reconciliation. Response 2264. Failure to address the clothes people wear to Mass. Response 2265. Communion in the hand. Lay people giving out communion. Lack of receiving communion kneeling at the altar rail. Lay people bringing communion. We no longer have a missal that clearly shows the prayers during the Mass, especially the liturgy of the Eucharist. Children and new converts, as well as seasoned Catholics, can benefit from reading along with the consecration. When I follow along with the written form, I can stay more focused and feel I am participating more. Response 2267. Becoming NGOs to accept illegal immigrants in this country. Catholic NGOs and hierarchy are great at justifying skirting the law of the USA and expecting their parishioners to follow the canon law of the Church. Response 2268. Lack of instruction on the nature and structure of the Mass. Response 2269. Lay people having access to the tabernacle. For example, opening it, removing hosts for taking to the sick or setting up the monstrance for Eucharistic adoration. Response 2270. Priests should frequently speak about and refer to the real presence in the Eucharist. Most Catholics have never truly understood this truth. Response 2271. I think that the pastors need to speak from the pulpit to it that parishioners dress respectfully to come into church. I know the big excuse, they are coming to church, yes, but respect to be in God's church is important. Response 2272. Immodest attire when coming to a Mass, and especially for Eucharistic ministers. There should be no mini skirt or dresses, shorts, see-through clothing, skin-tight clothes, plunging necklines. Response 2273. A public show of repentance from the leadership for leading the flock astray. The horrible teaching of the true faith and our leadership not standing up for the body of Christ. Response 2274. Priests do not preach the gospel message and other references about many of our beliefs, inc. the Eucharist. For the past 3 weeks, our pastor did not give a homily BC it was too hot. He said, "We all heard and understand the gospel message, so let us recite the creed." Response 2275. Closing churches during COVID told Catholics that church was non-essential. Response 2276. You threw out my responses here. There will never be true respect and belief in the real presence in the Novus Ordo Mass, yes, only in the traditional Latin Mass. Response 2277. Making it very hard to attend a Latin Mass. Response 2278. Jesus on the altar and in the Eucharist. Response 2279. Failure to educate the parents of young people today. Parents are not passing on their faith since they did not receive good instruction themselves. Response 2280. Pro-abortion priests and laity. Yes, I've met pro-choice priests, an unbelief that life is hidden in the womb, carries over to an unbelief that Jesus is hidden in the appearance of bread and wine in the Eucharist. Response 2281. Poor or absent religious education for the middle school / early high school age group. Today, 12 to 14 is the average age that young Catholics lose their faith, well before college. This has proven true in my experience as a college-aged Catholic and product of Catholic schools. A systematic solution to the crisis of belief in the real presence may be renewed focus on solid faith formation in the most critical but most neglected age, early teenhood. Response 2282. The reverence before and after communion. This is when we're the closest to Jesus in the Mass. Response 2283. Catholic Democrat politicians, in good standing. Failure to teach Catholic morals like prohibition of birth control. So that 96% of Catholics are fine with it. 2/3 RDS okay with sodomite marriage. Response 2284. Regarding the clergy, instructing the laity on what constitutes grave matter for mortal sins in popular aspects of secular life regarding the reception of communion. Response 2285. Leadership through unapproved changes post-Vatican LLR Mass, comma, teachings, sermons and church has been Protestantized. Diluted. It starts at the top. And it took 60 years for it to crack and fail. Response 2286. The evil that has entered the world captivating the faithful. Causing dissension amongst the faithful. Response 2287. Casual dress of the laity. Response 2288. The scandals in the Vatican and the bishops themselves setting a good example for their brother priests and lay people. Response 2289. Cultural Catholics who don't really have faith but go to a Mass because it's tradition. Response 2290. Modesty in dress and female head coverings. Response 2291. Form of the Mass. What is now referred to as the Latin Mass now was way more reverent and elicited reverence toward the spiritual realities of the Mass and the Eucharist. Response 2292. Proper Catechism on the Faith. Lack of emphasis on prayers, separate holy days, it not doing Palm Sunday and Good Friday liturgy together. Stop making it easy, comma, i.e. Ascension Thursday celebrated on Sunday, which diminishes the importance of the 40 days after the resurrection. Response 2293. Catholic schools do not have Catholic school teachers. Some have 80% non-Catholic teachers. Response 2294. Much of the sacredness of the Latin Mass is not present in the Novus Ordo. Many of the words have lost their rich and sacred meaning. One example, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed, is said 6 times in the Latin Mass before communion is received. The reverent focus on the sacredness of the body and blood of our Lord is lacking. Response 2295. The bishops have failed to stand for Catholic beliefs, abortion, the Pride Day in California that Bishop Strickland had to protest, because the CA bishops did not. The bishops should be instructing us, not being involved in parties. Response 2296. Priests not genuflecting in front of the tabernacle. Same goes for deacons and Eucharistic ministers and anyone else on the altar. Response 2297. Churches that do not ring the bells during transubstantiation, priests who rush through the prayers of transubstantiation, lack of paten use during reception of Eucharist, lack of ushers to observe that the Eucharist is consumed completely by each recipient. Response 2298. Priest not preaching on what Jesus said and meant. The majority of priests try to please the congregation with nice feelings of God and miss a great opportunity to exhort the people to know Scripture and church teaching. Response 2299. Receiving the Eucharist under both species. Not necessary, yet many Catholics are used to this and it just lends itself to the need for more EMHCs and the lack of reverence. Response 2300. Receiving communion in the tongue with paten at bottom held by altar boy. Response 2301. People just don't care, don't bother to think of it, only are concerned with worldly situations, lack of belief in God or the supernatural, and people are just too busy, they think. Response 2302. Response 2303. Catechesis in schools. Response 2304. Decreasing number of mass ES offered. Not listening to people's input in financial matters in the church. Always wanting more money. Response 2305. General adlibbing and lack of reverence lead to loss of belief in He true presence. Children learn from what they witness. Casual attitudes about dress, genuflection, who can be on the altar, etc. is where the disbelief begins. If we don't act like God is there, people won't believe He is. Response 2306. Attempts to eliminate the oldest form of worship, i.e. the Latin Mass, for those who love the reverence and quiet prayer talking to the Lord. Response 2307. The lack of educating the faithful during Mass from the pulpit about the real presence. Response 2308. Public education. I understand this is a survey about Catholics. However, if the church won't teach everyone, why would Catholics care? Response 2309. Loss of prayers for the priest at foot of the altar, except those still done in TLM and Eastern Divine Liturgies, not purifying vessels on the altar, some will have done elsewhere while the liturgy concludes, loss of the bells being rung at critical points in Eucharistic prayer, lack of confession opportunities, lack of modesty in dress code for parishioners, priest divergent from rubrics of Mass, or being creative to entertain. Response 2310. Lack of faith education programs for the faithful post-confirmation. Many laity seem to possess a lack of understanding of basic teachings, and there is an expectation by the Church that basic teachings are understood by the laity. Thus, the lack of educational programs and lack of understanding. Response 2311. Teaching, at least quarterly, the proper ways to respect, receive and appreciate the Eucharist in our lives. Education of the faithful and proper respect from the church authorities for the Eucharist is essential. Response 2312. Expressing Jesus didn't say this might be my body or might be my blood, He said this is my body and blood. Response 2313. Rarely do the priests I know catechize us from the pulpit. Homilies are poor, and provide little to no food for spiritual growth in the understanding of the beliefs and rules of the Church. Response 2314. Lack parish Bible study classes on the real presence. Response 2315. If we only get rid of the new Mass and go back to the richness and beauty of the traditional Latin Mass, it would be a huge start to getting folks to see that it's not about us, it's about God. The new Mass and all that comes with it has obviously brought the crisis we are seeing. Response 2316. Pushing religious education to volunteer CCD teachers who don't believe and are not catechized rather than parents living and passing on the faith. Priests who don't respect the Eucharist as the body, blood, soul, and divinity and are casual about Mass and lack reverence themselves. How are the laity supposed to hold it sacred when the priest speeds through Mass and doesn't give the people real theological meat in his preaching? Pray for priests. Response 2317. 1. Understanding the audible prayers the priest says during Mass, and that they are addressed to the Father by the priest in persona Christi. 2. A clearer understanding of what the laity are doing during Mass, i.e. purely being receptive? Offering their own heart? Being a witness? What internal stance should they be taking? Response 2318. Failure to teach theology in grade schools and CCD classes via the Baltimore Catechism. Response 2319. The extremely casual way people dress for Mass. Women on the altar. Girl altar servers. Too much talking before and after Mass in the church. Way too many, unnecessary, extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist. Response 2320. The pressure to be a cultural Catholic, it often seems that the clergy, deacons included, contribute a good deal to this status climbing. We see that so much in parishes. I saw it so much in my own childhood and as a young parent to my children. Some of the most heralded people in the parish are the ones who host charity events or attend galas but have little regard for neither Mass or Jesus in the Eucharist. No doubt, some priests and bishops are worse at rewarding this social climbing behavior than others, but every single parishioner feels it and it confuses young people. Older people like myself, 56 years, may see right through it and, right off, the clergy or the people or flat out recognize, this is who Jesus was talking about, the Pharisee. But I dare say younger people are turned off or completely misled and confused. Response 2321. Eucharistic ministers and readers should be dressed to be on the presence of God, suits, dresses, etc. No jeans, shorts, etc. Response 2322. Priest believing what they profess. Response 2323. Dressing respectfully for Mass should be emphasized. We need more opportunities for confession. Response 2324. Why? Response 2325. The lack of Catholic schools to teach a basic beliefs of the faith. Religion classes are not teaching the basic tenets and prayers of the faith. Use the old Baltimore Catechism. Response 2326. When priests can celebrate Mass, it implies that each representation of the sacrifice of Calvary is not of infinite value in itself. Response 2327. The Church does not focus on communion and its importance in the Mass and Catholic beliefs. Response 2328. Failure of our Catholic schools to educate all students on the real presence. Response 2329. Lay people make the correlation between the nature of the ceremonies of the top degrees of Masonry and the Novus Ordo Mass, the push for a false ecumenism across religions, the suppression of key dogmas of the Catholic Church including the lack of knowledge of queenship and mediatrix of Our Lady, the suppression of cloisters and monasteries, the seeming acceptance of practicing sodomy and receiving Holy Communion, and the Judaization of Christianity with dual covenant theology that is sweeping through Christianity. Response 2330. Bishops that are unholy, pushing secular agendas and treating laity with disdain and arrogance. Priests that believe being pastoral replacing need to be truthful and corrective regarding mortal sin. Response 2331. Failure to preach about the Eucharist. Response 2332. This was mentioned in a question that there is a disconnect between science and Mass. This is because many people do not think science supports the Mass. People are unaware of the investigations that have been done to prove that Jesus is not truly present, and they have been proven wrong because he is present. I think that teaching a class or running a seminar would open the eyes of many to see how, yes, we physically can't see Jesus, but the reality that he is present. And the reality that we are not supposed to understand everything, because we can't, and showing them that it is okay to not understand. Another problem is that when many non-Catholics interact with Catholics, they are judged and yelled at for not being Catholic or the way they go about their life. I have no idea how to solve this problem. But I am 21 and there are numerous people around me, who aren't Catholic, who say that Catholics are mean and treat everyone else like they are underneath them because they aren't. Response 2333. Teaching of Church History and of the Saints. Response 2334. The Church putting more stress on social justice issues, separating people into groups, legal-illegal, white, Mexican. In my church the priest is Mexican, I can't understand a word he says and he separates us between them and us, Mexican or white. It's not about the celebration of the Mass anymore but social issues. Response 2335. 1. The controversy of Pope Francis as Holy Father of the Church. 2. Coming from a former religion teacher parents setting an example for their children of not attending Mass weekly, i.e. only attending on Easter and Christmas, receiving the Eucharist while not in a state of grace, not taking their children to confession, emphasizing its importance, referring to the Eucharist as bread and wine. Response 2336. Lack of modesty and appropriate clothing that indicates you are about to encounter your King and Savior. Response 2337. I hardly ever hear priests talk about the necessity, beauty, and healing power of confession. Laity need to be reminded of our need to receive the sacrament of penance. And also, we need reminders about what receiving Holy Eucharist means. Yes, of course, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, our Lord, but also being in communion with the Church and her teachings. Maybe there is an assumption by priests that all of us Catholics attending Mass received a firm education in the foundations of the faith. I did not. I went to public school kindergarten through 8th grade and then went to a Catholic high school. So during my formative years in the faith, all I had for education was 1 hour once a week catechism class where I was among other public school students. It wasn't until my 30s when I got a job teaching at a truly Catholic school where I learned about the Mass. I don't even think I knew what Eucharistic adoration, benediction, or even what tabernacle meant. Would it be safe to assume that most of us Catholics attended public schools during our elementary years and not Catholic schools? We were not learning the foundations of the faith. Response 2338. They were not taught this in religion classes. They did not learn it. Response 2339. Most questions equals results, not causes of problem. People need to be strongly encouraged to dress up for being in presence of God. Response 2340. Lack of education about heaven/Christ in heaven/earth. Response 2341. Having greeters immediately puts the Mass into a social gathering, obscuring the importance of silence and focusing on the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Response 2342. Parents offloading their duty as first catechist to parish schools and failure to develop a friendship with Jesus our King. Response 2343. Lack of silence and reverence before Mass begins, laity speaking loudly in church or adjacent spaces interrupting prayer before the tabernacle. Response 2344. The Catholic Church is the only church that has the real presence due to transubstantiation. Response 2345. I think people want too much to erase theological differences between denominations, and even non-Christian religions, to be willing to water down their own beliefs on order to be culturally tolerant. Response 2346. Many fewer children attend Catholic grade and middle school. The teachings are not reaching most families. The cost of school is prohibitive to most families. If there are ways for middle-income families to afford it, they are not well known. Response 2347. There is a lack of understanding of the holy sacrifice of the Mass as the only source of perfect reparation that is required to fully satisfy God's justice. Response 2348. The current Pope is a terrible leader of the Catholic Church. His political ideology has no place here. I will not attend Mass or contribute money to the Church until he is gone. I think the American Catholic Church needs to segregate themselves from Rome. Response 2349. If the Mass/Eucharist is important, then the lack of priests will impact people. Closing/consolidating parishes, etc. Our current priests are either retiring or burning out. So after all the Mass DS, daily and weekend, we should pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood. Response 2350. The Pope's heretical actions and words. Response 2351. Laissez-faire, complacency, Eucharistic celebration. Response 2352. Lack of solemnity and quiet before and during Mass. Lack of participation at Mass. Response 2353. Relational homilies out from behind the ambo. Response 2354. Use of the Novice Order, it looks Protestant and teaches the Protestant faith, which is ambiguous. Protestants can believe in the real presence or not. If there is a real presence in the Eucharist, it's the community that makes it happen. Response 2355. The new Mass, promulgated. Watering down of sacraments and blessings. Removal of prayers after Mass. Response 2356. I feel that there is a widespread lack of education in adult Catholics about the Catholic faith and doctrine. Since they do not know it, they cannot pass it along to their children, extended family, aunts, questions, or engage meaningfully with questions from neighbors, non-Catholics, other Catholics, co-workers, etc. The effect is little or stunted evangelization. There should be ready and constant education in all parish and especially from the pulpit. Response 2357. Lay parishioners do not have consecrated hands to touch the host. That should be done by the priest. Response 2358. Using contemporary music in Mass. Response 2359. Lack of catechesis among young people and adults. Lack of faithful Catholic education at all levels. Response 2360. Bring back the use of hand patens by the altar servers at every Eucharistic station. Response 2361. Education on and reverence of the real presence needs to be included regularly in homilies, for most laity, especially our youth, that is the only religious education they receive. Response 2362. Going to the sacrament of confession, very important to receive that sacrament along with Eucharist. God's grace alone will open the hearts to those who are away due to sin. The sacrament of healing. Response 2363. Bishops declaring it was not necessary to attend Mass during COVID, limiting number of laity allowed to attend Mass, requiring laity to sign up to attend Mass, bishops refusing to answer any questions on homosexuals in our diocese, popes refusing to admonish homosexuality and not removing homosexual priests. Response 2364. I believe people should kneel and receive on the tongue. If at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, it should even more so when you receive him in the Holy Eucharist. Response 2365. There is definite lack of catechesis regarding the theology and biblical backing of the real presence. Too many people think it is solely a symbol, as our Protestant brothers believe. This is in part one believe due to a lack of addressing the difference either from a clerical or catechizing perspective. Priests should know why it is more than a symbol and be able to lay out to the laity why that is the case. Response 2366. Your only interest seems to be in working in alignment with a sick and degenerate society. Stop trying to please the public, and teach the Word of God, we must follow Jesus. Response 2367. The lack of educating lay people that the Eucharist is God. Response 2368. The open conversation about everything sex, lack of understanding of what we do, holy water, why we make the sign if the cross and many traditions in the church. Broken families, one parent or both not bringing children to Mass. Response 2369. Educating lay people on the Mass, and what each part is and what is happening, two long heavy theological homilies when shorter ones that pertain to how the scripture we hear and how we should live our life each week is more important, understanding prayer and what it is, explaining anamnesis. Response 2370. The new Mass. There is no silence, no contemplation, all the focus is on people and it makes you wonder why you're there. Feels like there is a hole in the entire experience. Response 2371. Failure of laity to dress with modesty and reverence for the Mass, and failure of clergy to instruct and remind them to do so. Including the wearing of chapel veils by women and girls. Response 2372. Interreligious dialogue that shows the Catholic Church as just one path of many roads to salvation. Even if this is not the specific case related to the dialogue, it looks that way. Especially when other spirits are welcomed into the sanctuary to take center stage. Response 2373. Money over faith and following the Holy Trinity through God Word. Response 2374. Lack of catechetical instruction and or watered-down instruction is the greatest of these for the lay person. What is the faith, why, and how is it really supposed to be carried out? I believe the same for the formation of priests. It is modernistic and without Latin they are deprived of true knowledge of the deposit of faith. Response 2375. Communion songs after we receive our Lord in the Eucharist. It's distracting when we should spend those moments talking with Him. Also, the priest standing in the back of church after Mass. People stop to talk and shake his hand, thereby disturbing those who wish to pray for a few moments after Mass. He should go outside or in the narthex. Response 2376. A secular approach to teaching and formation in our Catholic schools from pre-K to college, abandoning classical curriculum which teaches children to know the truth and see the world and through the lens of faith, math, science, literature, art, history, nature studies, logic, etc. The world's approach cannot compare in what the Church has done with unspeakable success the world over for more than a millennia. Modern and secular approaches to education are starving and destroying our children and families, depriving them of all that is good, true, and beautiful in themselves, their neighbor, the church, and the world. Response 2377. It is very concerning to see and hear loud talking at church before and after Mass. It demonstrates that people don't understand the real presence. Priests generally don't say anything to get people to be respectful. Response 2378. The chaos in the Vatican. Sheltering sexual predator priests. The Pope, I am not comfortable with this man. I don't believe he was chosen honestly. Response 2379. Use of incense at daily Mass. Having kneelers in all Catholic churches. Holy days of obligation have been revised to limited ones versus traditional calendar of events. People are allowed to dress too casually versus traditional Sunday bests. Response 2380. Not being receptive of outsiders or welcoming those who are not Catholic into the church. Appearing very strict and standoffish to others. Requiring parish membership for periods of time before being welcomed or available to aid in sacraments. Response 2381. Bishops are seen as politicians instead of servants and leaders. Most laity have never met their bishop, never heard their bishop preach except for asking for money once a year, and have never seen their bishop at their church. When the leadership of the church are corrupt men who spend their time soliciting donations and schmoozing with elites instead of ministering to their flock, it's hard to believe that the bishops believe in the real presence. And if bishops don't believe in what they preach, how can we hope to convince the laity? Response 2382. For there to be successful Eucharistic revival, there must be Sacrament of Reconciliation revival that precedes the Eucharistic revival. Think about it. Few people go to confession, but everyone receives communion. Something amiss here. More preaching and education about what constitutes grave sin. Response 2383. Kneeling to receive Jesus. Response 2384. Sacramental preparation for youth. Many students who receive their sacraments do not attend Mass regularly, but they are allowed to receive the sacraments anyway. It is just a box the parents are checking. There needs to be more accountability. There should also be more presence of the religious sisters and brothers in the schools. Response 2385. The use of the paten. I am so sad that it is rare to never used, and how many times has our Lord fallen on the floor and there seems to be no formal procedures for when this happens. And what about particles, they are also our God. Trampled on by the faithful. Response 2386. Suppression of the traditional Latin Mass, while ignoring scandalous behavior from other parts of the Church's hierarchy. Materials used in religious education are weak and do not challenge students. Catholic schools employing non-Catholics or teachers not in communion with the Church's teaching. Catholic schools use secular material, and religion class is often neglected when other, more important things, come up. Waiting to confirm students until 11th or 12th grade. Preaching on confession, but then having very minimal confession times. Parish should have an actual confessional that is easy to notice, not a made-over closet, or out-of-the-way place. Priests so busy that they don't have to attend, much less, lead parish rosary or Stations of the Cross. First Friday and First Saturday devotions that are promoted and explained and easily available. Preach on purgatory, and the importance of funeral, mass, versus celebration of life, and that everyone is not guaranteed heaven. We need religious sisters/brothers, in habits, to be present and encouraged. Vocations week/prayers/efforts should be about more than priests. No more outdoor mass. If we couldn't have them during COVID, why are they okay for parish fun days? If altar rails and or kneeler are requested, please give it all due consideration. That will be a wonderful way to show that there really is something special going on. Response 2387. Clergy need to periodically remind the congregation of appropriate dress and conduct in the Lord's presence. Not an easy message to convey, I admit, but an important one. Response 2388. Failure to teach that the real presence is the community of believers, not the bread/wine. The real presence resides in all those who partake. Response 2389. No more gimmicks. I do believe restoring reverence during the sacred liturgy is key. Response 2390. Lack of scriptural education, of both Old and New Testaments, to support the Church's belief and defense of the Eucharist as God's plan for us rather than our plan for God. Response 2391. Lack of Catholic education. Response 2392. Addressing priests of parish by their first name. Proper attire for Mass. Leaving early. Children eating and drinking water during Mass. Children going to bathroom, especially during the consecration. People coming in late. Highlighting what is online and in bulletin at end of Mass. Response 2393. Modest attire. Cell phones. Gum. If you are late, wait in foyer until homily. The real presence of God is on the altar, act like it. Priests must re-educate the flock. Response 2394. 1. Lack of prayer outside of Mass. 2. No or limited understanding of how to prepare yourself for Mass. 3. The attire of the laity when attending Mass. 4. Lack of preaching about the offense God is taking. 5. Lack of preaching about the seriousness of venial and mortal sin. 6. Little to no condemnation of heretics and indifferentism within the Church. 7. Societal pressure. 8. Not attending Mass, at least weekly. Response 2395. Sunday best, no longer encouraged or practiced. Response 2396. The attack from clerical hierarchy in the Church on the traditional Latin Mass. A Mass that is sought after from countless faith-centered and seeking Catholics, a liturgy that has been in existence from the Apostles, to see how much attack it is receiving and the individuals seeking it from the very shepherds that should be attending to their souls is heartbreaking. Most of these individuals, families, religious are going there because of the very fact that all is ordered to proper worship. Worship that shows the true presence. The very reason we never had this problem to contemplate, why and how the faithful don't believe in the real presence, for thousands of years is because the way we lived, taught, and worshipped inherently made it clear. Please stop attacking the very means on how to fix this problem. It creates more division in the church, which even further makes all Catholics and non-believers confused and does not show or is unity. When the clerical hierarchy is going after tradition, orthodox teachings, it undermines everything it is and further makes people skeptical even on the most fundamental principles of the faith, such as the real presence. Thank you. Response 2397. Novice Ordo. Response 2398. Just as removing the tabernacle, removal of the altar rails lends to a more casual approach. Once kneeling, it is almost impossible to receive in the hand. Response 2399. Society and culture trends. Response 2400. What women wear to Mass. Leggings, short and tight-fitting dresses and tops, no matter how cute, are still in poor taste, and 1 out of 500 are asked to leave. Response 2401. Failure to honor the Blessed Sacrament by not dressing properly for Sunday Mass, i.e. a come-as-you-are mentality. And a casual folksy attitude in church, i.e. failure to observe silence, socializing in church, loud talking, letting young children misbehave in church, etc. Response 2402. Women and men not wearing modest attire. Even Latin Mass, women need to wear slips so men can't see through their dresses. What happened to dressing up with your best outfit for Jesus? You don't have to be rich, just wear clean modest attire to adore God. Also arrive early to pray and stay later to pray in adoration and thanksgiving. Be prepared by reading the Mass readings before coming to Mass. Response 2403. Priest's number one duty is to save souls and not to be social workers. When administrating the sacrament of reconciliation, they have stopped requiring the penitent to say the act of contrition in the confessional and just have them go outside the confessional to say it. How do they know the penitent does it, and if not, are the penitent's sins forgiven? Also, priests worry more about time, example ending Mass by a specific time. They should be more in tune to what the Holy Spirit is asking of them. They need to show with their actions that they truly believe in the real presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. That's what brought about my conversion. I have always been a practicing Catholic, but to fall in love with our Savior is a different experience altogether. This holy priest, the way he held the host, the way he looked at it, you could tell he was in love with Jesus in the host, that Jesus truly present there. So I asked Jesus to give me that same love for him, and she did. This happened because of the reverence I saw in this priest. I pray for him every day. Also, I think receiving the Holy Eucharist in the hand should be done away with and receiving on the tongue reinstated. This shows true reverence, that this is truly our Savior we are receiving, and there would be less abuse and sacrilege of people who take the sacred host and throwing it on the ground, etc. When we have a great reverence for the Holy Eucharist, others will too. Response 2404. Church was way too slow at fixing problems like priest homosexualism. Church was criticizing President Biden for his support of abortion. He then visits the Pope and criticizing ceased, except for a very few with courage. That makes the church look wimpy and kills confidence in the church's preaching. Pope penalized conservative priest, bishops, cardinals. Pope pushed for acceptance of LGBTQ. Pope involved in the farce of global warming. Pope criticizing capitalism. Response 2405. Blending of politics with church teachings. Primarily equating certain religious practices with political stances. The politics in this country are so embarrassingly bad at this point that while I agree that priests should help their flock navigate it, bringing it into the liturgy blends the church with a failing political structure. Not all priests do that, but I've seen a lot of parishes and Catholic groups blend their faith with politics in way more than just pro-life work, which should definitely still be addressed. Response 2406. Lack of patens. Not attending to the spilling of the precious blood and dropping of the body as if it's a big deal. Response 2407. Our materialistic society are focused, increasingly on pleasures, amusements, and focusing on one's own comfort. Also, religion programs in our elementary schools and CCD leave much to be desired. Response 2408. The change from TLM to the Novus Ordo Mass and change of the TLM, failure of priest to catechize laity and failure of priests to be priest giving duties to others, especially women and bishops who put their crucifix in the pockets of their shirts and frankly who are not Catholic anymore, they don't even dress the part anymore. Response 2409. Catechetical teaching by deacons, priests, and bishops. Scandals among the bishops and perpetuated by the bishops. Response 2410. Education, education, education. I grew up Catholic, but I missed a proper intellectual connection to the Eucharist until well into my adulthood. Reading Jewish Roots of the Eucharist, understanding how the early church believed in the real presence, Saint Justin Martyr, and how it binds the faithful and is the climax of our life and worship. I think if Catholics get this foundational, they will never leave or doubt. It is so amazing. I get too frustrated that we don't advertise the strong history and intellectual basis for the Eucharist. Response 2411. Lifelong discipleship. Go and make disciples. We cannot be good/great disciples without the Eucharist. In my mind, it's as if we are good disciples if we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, and that's it. Point two questions that must be answered: what does God want me to do as His disciple? And how do I put His calling/my faith into action? Otherwise, this mentality of I received my sacraments, that I received my baptism and confirmation, I go to Sunday Mass weekly, I go to confession a few times a year and have done my duty, yet we spend our lives building careers, or invest so much in sports, electronics, shopping, and give God the leftovers. Response 2412. I believe one of the main issues people don't have faith in the real presence is that people need to understand and be led into a relationship with Jesus. My sister-in-law left for this reason, who is Eucharist, and a second issue is that we need to understand and be taught both the theology and complementing scriptures that teach about the Eucharist. My Catholic son said this, so that we know why we do what we do. Don't take this for granted, because people have largely been uncatechized since Vatican XI. Response 2413. Catechism in general for children up into high school is sorely lacking and does not emphasize going to Mass. Many kids receive their sacraments and parents do not take them to Mass. It becomes more of a rite of passage than holy sacraments. The entire catechism curriculum should be dumped and re-evaluated/redesigned. Response 2414. I think people have to be taught what reverence and what the true meaning of fear of the Lord is, so they can come before the Lord with awe and respect. Additionally, the supernaturalness of our faith needs to be re-established. Response 2415. Lack of catechism from the priest. We need to hear about sins, mortal sins. If you miss me as one a week, you have to go to confession unless you're ill, because if you receive it the next week, it's a sacrilege. People don't know this. I think that going down to 8-minute sermon is a mistake. They do not tell us about any of these things. I see tons of people going to communion, but when it comes to confession, there might be a line with 6 people in it that people aren't going to confession and go to confession once a month. I don't think these other people at all, so this is what should be discussed by the priest and it is not spoken about. Sometimes I think it's because they're afraid to lose people, but you have to tell the truth about confession, mortal sins, etc. I think they did each week, just a short time. I think adults are not catechized and the real presence. Of course it is real, the body blood so divinity of Jesus of course is real. How would they even doubt such a thing? I never did, and I'm 70 years old, and what I was told that there was only 30% of Catholics that don't believe in the real presence. I just heard that recently from a very good source, so there's different percentages going around. One I heard was 70% that didn't believe in it. I don't believe that. Believe it's around 30%, and these people get examples of Eucharistic miracles. Do we ever hear about that, church? No. So they've got to talk about the sacraments, that confession, the Eucharist, versus a lot of subjects that I never hear. I think going to 8 minutes is a mistake, that enough time to get adults catechized. I even did the Bible of the Year and the Catechism in the Year within the last year, so I would be up to date. Do you think other people do that? I doubt it. I think maybe younger people might, but I'm not sure, but that's not spoken about. I just think there's a total lack of catechism, and that's part of the problem for the real presence of Christ and the Eucharist. There's no doubt in my mind. There never was a doubt that the Eucharist is the real presence of the body, blood, soul, divinity of our Lord Jesus. Not everybody knows that. Yes, I think the priest should do more at the AMBO. Need to educate these adults when in turn could educate their children. I have brothers and sisters and a son and their children that don't even go to church, and I nagged them about it so much and it did no good at all, so the priest told me to stop. I don't know what's going to happen to all my relatives when it's their time for judgment. I just think it's a result, not teaching your kids when they're young, and catechism throughout your life. If this was happening, there wouldn't be any doubt about the real presence.